Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClelland, and I'm John Gager. Alec, we've been responding to some popular criticisms about the Bible raised by Bart Ehrman, a Bible scholar who walked away from God. But we haven't talked about the reason why he ultimately rejected his faith.
John, Bart Ehrman says his biggest problem was the problem of evil. He couldn't reconcile evil in the world with belief in God, at least not the God of the Bible.
And that's something that a lot of people struggle with.
The problem of evil is one of the biggest obstacles Christians have to deal with, but rejecting God doesn't solve the problem. If there is no God, there is no evil in the world because we lose our absolute standard for good. There's nothing above and beyond us we can appeal to. As C.S. Lewis said famously, a man does not call a line crooked unless he already has an idea of a straight line.
So I guess the next question then is, if God is all good and all powerful, why doesn't he just step in and stamp out all the evil?
Ehrman makes this argument, which echoes 18th century Scottish philosopher David Hume. However, the Bible explains that God created people with freedom, and freedom comes with responsibility. Mm-hmm. When people rejected God, evil entered into nature and human nature. And we are suffering the effects of broken people living in a broken world. Yeah. Bart Ehrman was troubled by the evil in the world. That's commendable. But the Bible says his responsibility starts closer to home, like each one of us. He needs to deal with the evil in his own heart. Mm-hmm. And Jesus Christ said, I am the way and the truth and the life. Please, I hope people will be praying for Bart Ehrman and others that we know who are like him, asking the Holy Spirit to challenge them, to convict them, and to point them back in the right direction of Jesus Christ.
Lord, even today we pray for Bart Ehrman and others like him, that your Holy Spirit would open their eyes and draw them to yourself. In Jesus' name, amen.